Oh. How did that happen? Oh. I don't know. I'm confused. Sunday night. Hilchos Tisha B'Av, the 9 days. Tof Kuf Nun Aleph. Let's try to run through. No, I don't think we'll be able to. Tof Kuf Nun Aleph. Shnichas Ovo Matin B'Simcha. Mishnah Berurah says, Ratzalomar, there's the Mishnah Berurah, here we are. Ratzalomar, Shein Smechem Bo Klal. So it's not, you know, Osaladim Lamalos Chokpib Olam Hazeh, is all the time. I always say, you know, my father, Olam HaShalom, was that generation, it was very palpable when it was Ov. My father was, Olam HaShalom, he was like scared to go, like he didn't want to drive in a car, even local driving, the 9 days, and it was palpable, Mamat and Basimcha, and the house was, you know, we didn't clean the house the same, and there was an atmosphere of Mamat and Basimcha. So, I don't know, it's people say Tikkun Chatzos, Mishnah Berurah brings down at least during the 9 days. We once tried to, I think I can say we tried. Where's our Reuven Goldman? He's not here. we have him in the last year to try to make a Tikkun Chatzos thing at least during the 9 days. Okay? It's something that should be done. It's not now, it's something to strive towards. I mean, we hope we won't need it. Okay, well, it would be something to do. When I first came to Eretz Yisrael and I had more energy, I wasn't sapped by, I don't want to cast aspersions on any institution. So the 3 weeks I used to go to the Kaisel every night, it was packed. It was packed. People, there were more people there than normal. People sat Tikkun Chatzos. It was. Oh, it's my 10th anniversary today of coming to Eretz Yisrael. But we don't celebrate it because it's the 9 days. We landed tomorrow night. We left on Rosh Chodesh Av, we landed on the 2nd of Av. To move to Eretz Yisrael.
So what's more chashuv, to daven Hilasikian or to say
Wow, it depends who, I would tell the person to ask, me the question privately. And I would answer the person with fee who asked the question.
Okay, I'm not asking.
Okay, so therefore I'm not answering.
Be honest.
You're talking about a person that davens every day v'sikin and would have to stop now because if he said Tikkun Chatzos, he would have to stop.
Or
so I would tell him to follow the Mishnah Berurah and say Tikkun Chatzos during the daytime, at Chatzos in the day. The 9 days you can say it during the day. But he has to do it in private, so it shouldn't be Mechzi Kiyuara. Ubay Yisrael disleidina ba dekusi d'shtamet minei deroya mazle. That's a famous din. It's not just in Klal Yisrael. It became you push off operations. It's not just disleidina ba dekusi. It's a zman of peronis. The last seif in the simin really talks about hocus pocus and shadim and all those sorts of things. But the general idea of the last seif in the simin, seif yudches. Bizarre not to walk yechidi at a certain time of the day, but in general it means to avoid situations that are more sakonadik going on. So you know, people say, "Can I go by plane? Can I travel by plane?" We're not dealing with isurim really. We're dealing with to realize that it's man peronos and it's man of midas hadin, and to react accordingly. You have an operation, a procedure, you push it off till after the 9 days. That's very common, it's very... it has nothing to do really with kusi, b'davka. Okay. Hagav, milo shimur esh chodesh ha-tisha b'av. It would also be a good idea, I would suggest, to make an effort to work on Ben Adam L'Chaveiro for 9 days. That would be a good thing to do. Hagav, milo shimur esh chodesh ha-tisha b'av. Noigin Shamoyel Balbris, that's the Sanduk, Vavi Aben, Loichin Big Day Shabbos, even though There's different isurim. There's doing laundry is one iser. Wearing laundered clothing is another iser. Buying new clothing or new kalim b'chlal is another iser. Wearing new clothing is another iser. And wearing Shabbos clothing is an iser. These are all different minhagim, isurim, that we do the 9 days. Ashkenazim, the 9 days. So Shabbos clothing, rather, right? So that fell into, that we don't do Lagabi Shabbos. On Shabbos we wear Shabbos clothing. But, you know, if you, it's still an iser. I mean, you know, if you're going to a simcha, you're going to a bris, pidyonah ben, and you're not the Baal Simcha, you're just invited, and you know, you want to wear a suit. You know, if it's nikar, that it's not your everyday chol clothing, you shouldn't do it. The Aruch HaShulchan's point of the reason, one of the Aruch HaShulchan's perspective on why this Isser sort of fell by the wayside, Lagabe Shabbos, is he said they used to, it used to basically be the same clothing, just a little fresher, a little newer, a little nicer, a little cleaner. He said, by him, it was very nikar if you went, maybe that's the case nowadays if people wear suits. So you wear a suit during the week, you wear a suit on Shabbos, just it's a nicer suit on Shabbos. So it's not that nikar. If a person would wear his weekday suit on Shabbos, it wouldn't be that nikar. So then the Isser again would kick in. The Aruch HaShulchan's point is that in his days at least, when you didn't wear Big Day Shabbos, he's talking about a shtreimel, like the whole get-up. So if you didn't wear Big Day Shabbos, it was very nikar, and mele, it's like a velus beferhesia. So it was more of a problem, and that's why, that's his perspective on why it fell into disuse. Not disuse, why people started being makil about wearing Big Day Shabbos on Shabbos. We're totally makil. The Gro had a lot of influence. And Mimela, okay, so this halacha really is not adhered to. Avol Porosin Porochas Shol Shabbos Amloy Shira Tisha B'Av Shabbos V'Nitche Shol Zayin Porosin Porochas Shol Shabbos. Okay, we don't know from this. We do everything Shabbos regular. We grada sing. There's a minug in certain circles to sing L'Chadoidi in the tune of Eli Tzion, and to say the Haftorah in the tune of Eicha. And the pasuk of Eichel Esel Levadi Torchachem Avasachem Rivchem. There are places in Eretz Yisrael, more so in America, like in my experience, is like totally universal. In Eretz Yisrael, there are places. I think, based on the Chazon Ish, that are makbid not to do it. That they feel that's also avelus b'fer hesya, and they don't say the Haftorah in the tune of Eicha or sing l'chadoidi alitzion, etc. So kol makom, and in such a thing, you know, each makom l'fim in hago. The way they used to, when I first came to the shul, with all due respect, it's a nice shul, but they used to sing Eli Tzion, it was like a Susa march. It was like, I thought it was like a happy, uplifting, yishmaka song. So I had to teach them that it's not supposed to, that's not the beat of the song. It's supposed to be a slow, mournful dirge, not an upbeat march. Okay, so okay, different minhagim. You know, there's a yesod. I've said it many times, and I'll say it now one more time. Sometimes a person has a conflict, and it's not a clear question of iser v'heter, what to work on, and he has a conflict. And I'm sure many people have heard it from me before. The Balei Musar, Rabbi Yerucham in particular, talks about this. You should work on what your midah is. What you need work on, that's what you should choose. If you have a choice between, let's say, learning or helping at home, and sometimes it's not so clear what to do, and I'm not talking about when the help is clearly needed, and it's yefshe lasas al yadei acherim. I'm not talking about that situation. But, you know, there's always gray areas, so you should work on what midah of yours needs strengthening. So if you say, like, what would I advise to the tzibur, to which minhag to do, I think we have much more of a problem summoning up feelings of avelus for the Beis Mikdash and anything That's much more of a problem. And I would vote, and anything that might make someone like just a little twinge of something, so I would vote for that minhag. That's certainly the area that needs strengthening. Okay, so I would vote for that. And there's no minhag differently, so we do that here. But just be aware that there are some shuls in Eretz Yisrael that Batavka don't do it. Okay, so that's the first sif. So what comes out of the first sif is a general. There should be a more person should feel that shouldn't be so upbeat the 9 days. Okay, a Breslover would say that. Chalila, you can't let it stare. Mitzvah gadayla liyos b'simcha tamid, and that's true. It's true, but certainly mematin b'simcha. Okay, and push off dangerous things. I said, and we don't have the big day Shabbos minhag on Shabbos. We don't really do, but you have to be careful. Amol, you're in a situation, and you would want to wear big day Shabbos. Maybe even have a job interview. And it's not really necessary to wear big day Shabbos, but like you would do that naturally. I'm saying there is such a halacha. Let's remember, big day Shabbos, even if it's not laundered and even if it's not new, right, it's a davar bifnei asmo to wear big day Shabbos the 9 days. We don't do it as far as extremely as the Ramah says it, which is on Shabbos also. Okay.
A job interview is probably not a good idea during the 9 days either.
What?
A job interview.
I don't know, it's not adversarial. Maybe if there are competitors for the job and they're goyim, so then it's adversarial. But otherwise, it's not adversarial. And it's not dangerous either. I'm saying there's two nekudas. One is the adversarial thing, and then at the end of the siman, really, we have dangerous things. People used to be very, very, I don't know. When I grew up, My father was like so scared of the 9 days. He walked around like I remember it very clearly, like a cherub chadam unachas kimat, like a cherub chadam unachas al tzavor shalodam. And like after Tisha B'Av, there was such a palpable sigh of relief. And like really, it was like so niker in the house. Now we have a cappella tapes. I don't allow a cappella tapes in my house for what it's worth. For what it's worth. It's really terrible. I can't get over it. You go into a store now, there's hundreds of a cappella tapes. Hundreds. Every single group puts out an a cappella tape. It's terrible. It's so...
The whole year round, just 9 days.
They put it out and it says on it, Mutter to play the 9 days in Sphira. And there's a new genre called Sphira tapes, a cappella tapes. It's terrible. And every kind of music, like you can choose. Okay. This is also something that's. So the Mishnah Berurah brings down two shitas that it's talking about Masul Matan Shel Simcha, but Stam Masul Matan Ain Tzorich L'Mayit Klal. The Yesh to Sfira Leg the whole Masul Matan Tzorich L'Mayit Bo'is Hazos V'Layasuk El Kadei Parnasosa. Only. So I passed in today L'Chumer for someone that called me up. So he got very upset. He said, "But the books say differently." So I say, if you have the books, why'd you call me up?
I spoke to him this afternoon.
Oh, yeah?
Tell me after.
Yeah, so don't say who it is, of course. But ask the Mechila. I responded a little too sharply.
That you have to learn
I responded a little too sharply. Yeah. But, like, what do you say that for?
Because like, so, he doesn't know.
Okay, so I want to send a message to him that I asked Mechila for responding sharply, but I stick with what I said. He shouldn't do it.
You told me that you're right. I mean, okay. You need my ask for it.
But Eskim Mechil, I'm very happy that I spoke it out.
Why?
I spoke too sharply.
I explained why you were sharp.
Okay.
I wasn't even there.
Okay.
I just want to find.
What?
How does one define simcha?
How does one define simcha?
Yeah,
What about buying sforim?
Right, something that makes you happy.
Like
something that gives you a lift, something that's geschmack.
Buying sforim.
Buying sforim, if it's a sefer you were looking for, and wow, I found it in the store, or even if you weren't looking for it, but like you got the sefer, and like it gives you a simcha, you shouldn't buy it. That does kelim chadashim, maybe you shouldn't buy it. We're not even talking about kelim chadashim now. We're talking about als kelim chadashim, it might be mutter if it's for a dvar mitzvah and the like. But if it's maso matan shel simcha, you should. That's what the Mishnah Berurah is talking about. That's not called shel simcha. That's what the Mishnah Berurah's point is. Yesh omrim that the Mechaber is talking about maso matan only shel simcha. That you're doing something that puts you in a good mood, that makes you happy. It's a simcha dika thing, whether it's for a chasana, you're making arrangements for a chasana, you're dealing with the caterer, right? You're ordering the smorgasbord. You're deciding, you know, what flower arrangement this should be. V'yesh omrim, it means really any maso matan. Then the Mishnah Berurah says, we're noig in the hokel because panusa. But the person that called me today, the question that had come up, I felt, it's not like he doesn't need it for his parnosa. It's like a long-term investment thing. So I said, you know, push it off. And the Mishnah Berurah really is not the lahachmir, except he says, u'bizmanenu noig in the hokel because everything's considered kedei parnosa seinu. So, okay. And a rov really has to take that into account too. But sometimes you bump up against a situation when it's clearly not that way. And the Mishnah Berurah is note the lahachmir. So, okay. But attack if it's dover aved. Did he tell you that part? I told him. If it's a loss of money.
He said exactly what you said.
Yeah, it's a loss of money. And
he's raw, but he's not dumb.
Okay. If he's not dumb, why did he say, but the book said fakir?
He's wrong. He doesn't know that you're not allowed to do that.
No,
it wasn't even a real halacha book. It was the Sefer
HaTorah. Oh. It was a funny thing to say to me. I don't mind. It was like it was funny to say. So then, why'd you call me up for?
We once had a shiur in L.A. in how to ask a shayla. Many people do not know how.
The truth is, we'll stop here because I have to go to the ladies' shiur. I heard from Rav Soloveitchik that when he gave smicha, he always told his musmochim never to answer a shayla on the spot. No matter how simple it seems, always say, give me your phone number, I'll get back to you. You never know, you'll be misyashiv, there might be angles you haven't considered. Never answer shayla on the spot. That's what I heard that he tells his musmochim. And I really felt it's a very, very good advice. And I tried to do that. But, you know, so a lot of times you can't. And the person wants to know an answer right away. Or, you know, or he implies that if you don't answer him right away, you're not such a good rav. It means you don't really know the answer. What do you mean you have to look it up? What am I paying you a salary for, you know?
The rav did tell some people the first half of the sentence without the words on the spot.
What do you mean?
Never answer shy.
But it's a tremendous. I don't know. I'm not a Talmud of the Rav, of Rav Soloveitchik. I'm not mechuyev to listen to his exhortation. I don't even know if the story is true. But it's a good hanhaga. Let me tell you from experience. There's a lot of times there are things that you haven't considered, and there's angles, and there's, you know, you think it over and you look it up, and it's tzedadeh heter or tzedadeh chumra. It's a very, very good. I